And that is why in Hebrews 10 there is also a connection with the will of God. Of course, Timothy has its own theme, but what you see with the mediator, he represents God's will. And where man could never really fulfill what God had in mind, God's will was already broken in Genesis 3. We see that the Lord Jesus, when he came as a perfect man on this earth, he came to do God's will. Where the first Adam and his whole race had completely failed, the Lord Jesus came as the last Adam, the second man, to do God's will. And this work of the mediator, and now here in Hebrews 10, of the priest, is really an expression of God's will, and God's will is fully satisfied in the work that he does. And that is why, as a result, as we have read in this passage, one sacrifice, verse 12, for sins. Verse 14, one offering. He presented himself, and he has perfected in perpetuity the sanctified. So the result is perfect as well. That's all connected with God's will. God's will was fully maintained in the priest, in his sacrifice. And so, yes, there is a connection with the mediator who represented God's will, but also who was able then to bring us to God. And this could never be done without the sacrifice. And what we see in Hebrews, he is this great priest, and that is intimately connected with this great sacrifice. It's one sacrifice, one offering, and it has perfect results. It's sufficient. It's a wonderful sacrifice. And again, that leads us to worship.
Yeah, the hymn that expresses God is satisfied with Jesus. We are satisfied as well.
Yeah.
But the thought that Brother Mark read in Hebrews, in offerings and offerings for sin, thou hast had no pleasure. Why? They just weren't adequate. And they didn't suffice once for all, like the Lord Jesus' offering.
You might say of the priesthood of the Lord Jesus, that on earth, when we consider a portion like John 17, he was the great high priest morally. Morally. On the cross, he was the priest judicially. He was the one that offered the sacrifice, and he was the one who was the sacrifice. Mm-hmm. When he ascended on high, he became the great high priest officially. It is in an official way, took place when he ascended on high above the heavens, and in that setting of things, he became the great high priest officially. But Hebrews chapter 10 has a beautiful setting, that when he's talking about the sacrifices, it entails mostly, I would say, mostly, I don't want to say exclusively, but mostly the burnt offerings that were a sweet-smelling savor to God. There were certain sacrifices that was said God smelled a sweet-smelling savor. Mm-hmm. Some sacrifices, the Spirit of God was silent to use that same term. So what's the difference? See, he is a great high priest here, the same way he is a great high priest in Hebrews chapter 4. Both presents us with the great high priest. The difference is this. In both chapters, there is this sanctified company that are exhorted to enter into in boldness, into the throne of grace, and in chapter 10, into the holiest of all. Brethren, if I can use that. That the great high priest brings me into the throne of grace to find mercy and grace to help in time of need. That's what the priest does. Mm-hmm. He gives me the help that is needed as I'm here walking in the scene in relationship to your needs and my needs on earth. But when we come to Hebrews chapter 10, it is the same exhortation to enter into the holiest with boldness, but not the throne of grace, you know. It is the holiest of all. Mm-hmm. Why did he sanctify a company? And then we are exhorted to come, because of our great high priest, into the holiest of all. Because it's different than Hebrews 4. In Hebrews 4 is the priest to help us. In Hebrews chapter 10, he brings us as a sanctified company to be worshippers in the holiest of all. Mm. That's the greatness of this great high priest. Mm. It is not only meeting your needs and meeting my needs, but he is also a great high priest for God, where God desires some or desire his own to worship him. Where do we worship? We enter into the holiest of all. What a blessing. If we can take hold of the Lord Jesus as a great high priest, I can assure you, our hearts will melt. We would live more godly to know that he has every intention to make us worshipers as we are ushered into the holiest of all.
Praise God.
Mm. Amen. Amen.
That's why we read that the veil at his crucifixion, when they give up the ghost, the veil was torn from the top to the bottom. We have access, but it's great on the priest.
It's also interesting that in this portion in chapter 10, in verse 11, it says, "And every priest stands ministering daily and offering repeatedly the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God." So the thought there is that he's completed the work. Mm-hmm. The fact that he could sit down, whereas mm-hmm. other priests had to stand mm-hmm. daily and repeat the same mm-hmm. sacrifices.
Yeah. But I'd like to follow up the comment Brother Bob made. That rent veil indicated that the old order had been completely set aside. Mm-hmm. Here we still have a veil,
yes.
But that is connected with the new order. Now you have the veil between the holy and the holy of holies. There is still a veil. But the marvelous thing is that we have this free access through the veil. Mm-hmm. And the veil here is in verse 20, the Lord himself. It is connected with his flesh. How can we enter the presence of God? It can only be through the Son of God who became a man. Without that, we will never have access to God.
And that's why it is important to understand that a body thou hast prepared me.
Yes.
The word prepared and the word framed in Hebrews chapter 11, when he framed the words by his word, the worlds, is the same word. See, God did not say, let there be. He framed it. It was a tender hand preparing something for the eternal Son of God to come in a humanity. Mm-hmm. But why did the Lord has to take this body upon him? First, to do the will of God. Mm-hmm. He came into the scene in incarnation to do the will of God. Secondly, it was a body which is given for you. Mm-hmm. How wonderful to see that. Mm-hmm. That the body of the Lord Jesus that he took upon was the mean to be given for each and every one of us. The third part of it is really is what we see here, Brother Alfred reminded us, that that veil, still ushered into the holiest of all, can only be through the veil, and that veil is his body. Mm-hmm. That's another reason that that body was given unto him, so that he will be the one, mm-hmm. the preeminent one, who will usher us into such a setting of the holiest of all. And when you brought that verse, Brother Sam, that every high priest stood up, in the book of Hebrews, when Christ Jesus sits down, it is not a reward from the Father. In other places, God has made him sit at his right hand. Mm. But in the book of Hebrews, it is the word, the original word, is he set himself, because the place was ever his. Mm. But now he sits upon it, not only as a blessed God, but also as a blessed man, but he does it himself. He doesn't require anyone to make him sit. He sits himself because of who he is.
Yeah.